is Luscious Slew, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate. If you love comics, you'll be into it. Listen to the Comic Syndicate. If movies make you contemplate, just science will accommodate. Twitter for communication at Comic Syndicate 1. I was drowning in a sea of podcasts, and I found the one I need at long last. Book reviews, the news, and sex facts. It's more than anyone could ask for. The Comic Syndicate Podcast. Ooh, the Comic Syndicate Podcast. Ooh, the Comic Syndicate Podcast. Yeah, yeah. The Comic Syndicate Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 297. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? It's been a while, so bear with me. It's going to be a short show. It's been a long time since I've done this, and I'm going to go through a lot of things. But first of all, let's start off the way we do every podcast, what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. Episode 197, we entitled hashtag In The End. At Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain, play quick catch-up, unfortunately hit bummer news, music talk, then roll Twitter poll of the week. Okay, so In The End is pretty much self-explanatory if you were a Linkin Park fan. Adam and I were huge Linkin Park fans. I actually hit on Chester's little sister a long time ago. That's a story for another time that I've told on the podcast before. But Adam was very strung up on this one in particular because there was an episode that we recorded when Chris Cornell passed away, and I got very emotional and very very vulnerable that episode. So for Adam to see that and to him kind of break down, this one was interesting to see. And the way Chester passed compared to how Chris passed, and it was his friend, and just weird behind the passing of Chester. But so if you guys are ever curious about these episodes, go back 100 episodes ago, and it's a good show. It's honestly, I do remember that. Normally, 100 episodes would constitute to 2 years ago. This year has been a little bit of a clusterfuck, so you might have to go deeper back than 2 years ago. Actually, the date on here is July 24th, 2017. So now it's up to 3 years. So always go back. We have a huge archive. I have a huge archive and library that you can find at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. You guys can just type in The Comic Syndicate. All right. Sorry about that, guys. I went off on a little tangent. Twitter poll of the week. We hit Twitter love, shout outs, Freedom Vapes, what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. Then finally went into what the fuck news, science, fact, or fiction article. We hit 10 space myths for movies and TV, then roll some comic talk. Comic news, San Diego 2017, San Diego Comic Con 2017 news, Marvel DC Image comic talk, Netflix Defenders, Thor Ragnarok, Justice League trailers. We hit news about ongoing titles, then briefly hit some comic reviews. We reviewed Astonishing X-Men number 1, and Descender number 20 through 22 title recap, which was a book of the week. I loved the fuck out of Descender. The art is amazing, and the story was great. If you guys ever get a chance to read it, those are just two great stories to jump into. All right, guys. So now we're back to our regularly, somewhat irregularly scheduled program. All right, I normally have bullet points that I go through, and there are a lot of things I want to get off my chest and talk about, and just try to put it as nicely and politely and kindly as I can on why I haven't recorded in so long. So first of all, to everyone that has reached out to me on Twitter, Instagram, you guys know who you are. It's been a fucking grind, guys. I have zero time, and I'm always working, and I swear to God, I'm always fucking working. And I'm honestly completely fucking over it. But we'll go through that right now, because the bullet points I have, I normally have a structure ready to go, and I needed to give myself some sort of notes and structures to talk about. And this one's going to be very easy to talk about and go through because of how I feel. Like, I'm just feel this hate and this disdain and this fucking venom and anger in me right now. And I've felt it for the longest time. I'm turning back into old Josias that just hates everything, and everything fucking sets me off. And I'll explain it. So I'm going to recap this year and just my work schedule. And I know we've all had a rough schedule, and the chaos behind my life and my world, again, is something I really don't want to talk about necessarily, but something has come up. This has come up the past few months, even longer than that, honestly, for me by this point, because I've been at it for so long, and how it is affecting me, and how this is just really affecting me in just emotional standpoint, a mental standpoint, and a even physical standpoint. And we all are going through different things, and I understand that. And I'm not saying this story is a sob story, and I don't want any sympathy. I don't need it at all. It's just try to understand that everyone is going through and experiencing things in their own way. Mine in particular happens to be my work schedule. So I'm able to work from home. March was the first week of March, was working from home. And honestly, it's been a grind. That fucking grind. Okay, so what my options really are at the moment that I don't want to say are not obtainable, but more so realistic right now in this fucked up world of mine at the moment. So why this episode you're listening to right now is called The Pivot, and what the game plan or theory for me moving forward as far as recording, what that's going to look like. So first of all, I'm very thankful and grateful for everything I have, for the job I have. I know it's been a rough year for all of us. And it does sound weird to say it, even to say it out loud to people. Like, I'm working from home and I'm a slave to fucking work. I'm going to use some words that in today's world and society, you're not supposed to say. I'm a fucking slave to fucking work right now. I'm literally working from 8:30 to 11:15 at least every fucking day, Monday through Friday. And Saturdays are mandatory overtime days, and those hours initially started off with short shifts, so 9 to 3, which isn't, it's not a time suck of a day for me. I was still able back then to do shit, things that I loved to do and had some sort of a passion for. So the prior department I was in previously was just the foreclosure aspects, the tail end of the foreclosure and the auctioning of properties. The department I got moved to eventually working from home is title closings. So just to put that in a nutshell, I've lost my mind and my fucking sanity and my life. I mean, I hit up notaries. We set up files to get signed on certain dates, and it's more to it than that. But yeah, just training online. To the parents that have had to learn or relearn any type of school system or subject that you guys have no idea about, because your kids have to work or learn online and sign in online and do the homeschooling. Like, I have much sympathy and empathy for you guys, because people always tell me, like, holy shit, Josias, you work a lot, and fucking props to you. And I always look at women, like, especially like single mothers, like, no, you girls are the fucking superman and superwomen of the fucking world. Like, I can't do what you guys do. I can't do what you women do. And I'm a worker, yes, and my work ethic and that heart is always fucking there for me. But holy shit, Hats off to you. And that's coming from Josiah. It's like from me to you ladies. Like you guys are the ones, again, you women are the ones that I kind of look up to and like, holy shit, these women have their shit together. So I appreciate the compliments. But again, this schedule went from what was your original schedule? It's 8 to 5. You think you can do 9 to 6? Sure, I can do 9 to 6. That's fine. Let's help out. And little by little, the new department kind of became dicks, and it was pretty quick into the process where it's like, you clocked out at 6. Why'd you leave so early? I'm like, that's my fucking schedule that we spoke about. It's like, no, you need to stay till at least 7. Okay, so bitch fucking attitudes and emails. And I know it's hard to gain context out of a text message or an email. You can tell they were pretty fucking upset and they fucking CC'd a bunch of people on it. I'm like, you know what? My apologies. I'm a fucking team player. Like, I'm a fucking team player. Sure, if you need me to stay till 7. I can work 9 to 7 for you. That's fine. And then it happened again. I take off at 7 and I get chewed out. Why'd you take off? It's like, motherfucker, what the fuck do you guys want from me right now? And we need you to stay on until X time. So little by little, and getting these nonchalant emails from these people was bad and rough and fucking, it was pissing me the fuck off. And honestly, a lot of the shit that happens on a day-to-day basis pisses me the fuck off. And that's the Josias I'm hating again. So that's what I'm dealing with, and that's what I've had to deal with. So, again, my schedule right now was 9 to 6. Right now, I'm working easily 8:30 to 11:15 on a good day, Monday through Friday. Like, no joke. That's just about my schedule. And that's Monday through Friday. And Saturdays now have turned into a regular shift. So now an 8 to 5. Fine-a-fuckingly. An 8 to 5 fucking schedule on a Saturday. Still leaves me very little time to get anything done that I need in my own fucking personal life. Get done, taken care of, do my laundry, go out for a bike ride, fucking pick up groceries. Like, any fucking thing that most people right now kind of take for granted. Like, I need to step out into the sun. Like, I need to feel the breath of fresh air outside. I need that. So doing this for a while now has been just, again, emotionally draining. Mentally fucking bad. And this world we're living in where this whole, we're going to get through it together. And then the way this department regurgitates this fucking bullshit. You guys don't understand how much we appreciate what you're doing and what you're sacrificing. Really? Because all you guys do is really bitch about shit. Like, that's what it is. So, again, this hate and this disdain and this fucking venom I want to fucking spit out at everyone because I'm fucking sick and tired of shit. So, that's my day. I take 2 lunches a day. First lunch is about 1 o'clock to 1:30, and I will walk away from the desk at home, and I just need to fucking get away from it and make myself a sandwich. And honestly, this whole time I have not gained a lot of weight, if any, really. Like, I am not getting any exercise, and I'll go into exercise in a bit, but I don't get any exercise. And this second lunch I normally get is about 8:30 or 9, and I normally just clock out for half an hour, and I still have fucking 8:30 to 11:15 p.m. every goddamn fucking day. Is honestly, it's self-destructive. And this is why I don't feel guilty about these next few things. And I want you guys to understand this is just my world, and this is not my coping mechanism, but this is what I've had to succumb to. Clocking out that late. Everyone's crashed out, and I'm sitting at my work desk for 14 hours a day, to the point where by the time I'm done, I'm clocked out. I sadly lean or stand up against a wall because I've been sitting all day, and by this point now my back is fucking, it's just, I'm tired of fucking sitting down. Like, I'm just not getting enough exercise. So I normally have about 2 to 3 beers a night just to unwind. Like, I'm so fucking mentally triggered, I guess, by this point that I can't unwind. I can't go to sleep. And learning this new process with 10 people and one trainer. So parents, I kind of get where you're coming from. Kids, I don't know who the youngest person we have listening to this. I mean, the demographic is from about 16, 17 to about 35, 38, 39, 40. I'm 40 years old. I just turned fucking 40 myself. So the demographic is within that bracket. I know that much. So to get out of work and to be just so mentally, my mind keeps functioning that I need to mellow the fuck out. So by that point, I lost the passion to do a lot of fucking things that I've done. Okay, so this podcast has always been home. This has always been my baby. So to lose the passion to do this, to lose the compassion as a man, and to lose the heart, to feel like I've been raped of my sanity and my time, fucking sucks. So it's one of those trigger words too. I know in this fucked up world we live in, I'm not supposed to say slavery or raped. Which, honestly, I'm a slave to my fucking company. So if anyone's going to look at it deeper than that, I'm not talking shit on anyone. I just know what's going on. And my time and my sanity, I'm getting fucking raped of fucking all that shit. Mentally. It's just fucking crazy, and it's really beyond crazy just to work so damn much that I just lost my passion to read. I'm clocking out at 11:15 every day to the point where the last thing I want to do is read some more or jump on my laptop and write anything. To read anything, to keep up with the fucking news this year, and the news has been so depressing to read anything on the news anymore. And I like to stay current, and I like to keep current and aware with everything that's going on in the world. And to even lose that passion to like read anything sucks. To lose the passion to write fucking sucks. These are things I love to do. If I don't do those two things in particular, though, I can't record a podcast. Like, I can't do this show. And that, again, is why I named this particular show The Pivot. The Pivot on... All right, Josias, what's the next move? It's your fucking move, guy. And trying to figure out, how can I keep this going? If it's going to be the Comic Syndicate, it's not going to be the Comic Syndicate. I can toss in more sex facts, sex articles, what the fuck news, Jesus shitless articles. I can possibly pull with what time, I don't know. As far as reviews or talking about anything fucking cool, I don't have the time to read. I don't have the passion to fucking read anymore. Anything, sad to say. I'm losing my passion here, guys. The Pivot, though, now is, I have two other things. I own the Comic Syndicate. And I own Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. And I own the Audio Chronicles, honestly. So I almost want to mend them more together. They were all their separate entities before. So you would get a 261.1, and that would be a Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. The Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes podcast consists more of thought-provoking topics. Anything that is interesting to me, I research the fuck out of it, and then I will give my personal experiences with it, and then I'll leave it open to you guys for conversation. And then again, it is strictly, I mean, it's a thought-provoking show that has nothing to do with the Comic Syndicate at all. And the Audio Chronicles, let me tell you about the Audio Chronicles, something more depressing news for you guys. Since the beginning of the year, March, because everything was shutting down, because everything did get shut down, because conventions got shut down, this was the year I was getting hit up for the most amount of interviews ever. Like, within just that Comic Con weekend was awesome, but sad, because I'm like looking at it like, I have to pencil in a time to interview these people from all over the world, wherever they might be based, and I'm working all the fucking time. How, like, I had to turn down so many fucking interviews that it was fucking heartbreaking. Like, for me, because it's like, shit, this was a good catch, this was a good fish, and I had to let go of so many, which could have been possibly good to great, or possibly terrible interviews with people across the board, music, movies, gaming, comics, writers, a lot of actors, actresses, directors, producers. I had to shoot everyone down, unfortunately. So it was like, that wasn't kicking my, that wasn't kicking me in the ass already. Conventions, I head off, okay, before I jumped to this department, got moved over to this department, I told them specifically, I need my days off still. Guarantee I can still keep my days off, and I'm more than happy to help you guys out. So, late April, June, July, sorry about that, late July for San Diego Comic Con, I had the full week off, and I'm going to go into what I did that week, and it wasn't San Diego Comic Con, I just had a week off. I'm going to talk about the job one more time, but like, having days off, we're working through holidays, so when I asked for a holiday weekend off, like, just a Friday, really, I asked for the Friday and Saturday and Sunday, because sometimes they want us to work on Sundays as well. So to get a dirty email from them, and it was very smart-ass-ish of them to be like, why are you requesting the Saturday off too? And I had an email back, and it's like, oh, I love when you give me the chance to be a dick back to you. You want me to be a condescending fuck? I can fucking, I'm way better at this than anyone. And tell them, well, the last holiday we had to work through Memorial Day, so I figured, why not request off both, because I didn't want just the Friday to have you tell me you want me to work Saturday or need me to work Saturday too. Very dick move, and I just, again, don't care. I don't care. I'm able to cope, but my nights, my days are long fucking days. Long, hard, stressful, strenuous, rough days, mentally grueling, and I'm leaning up against the wall until I get fucking tired having a few beers a night. And this is going to be not the bad thing necessarily. I had to pop a bunch of melatonin, and I have started taking muscle relaxers. So I'll have a muscle relaxer and a beer or two. And sometimes, you know what, fuck it. Sometimes one muscle relaxer just isn't doing it for Josias. So he needs to pop in too. And still take melatonin and still wake up early the next morning to do everything all over again. And that's the process of my life. Well, Josias, why don't you read at 11:15, 11:30 at night? No, I need to unwind and I need to mellow out, and anytime I do have off, it's been a struggle to not treat people bad and to be understanding that people don't understand what I'm going through. If that's weird to say, that's what I'm experiencing. That's what I'm going through. I feel alone, and it's weird to say that. Like, it's not depressing bad, but there's someone, okay, so we were trained with a group of 10 people, and these 10 people, again, this training process fucking sucked. There was no contingency plan to how we had to get as many trained people trained as possible when we get going, and we weren't taught everything. It was a sink or swim scenario, and dude that trained us literally bounced the week after that, and their own people were bailing on the company and the department, and it's easy to see fucking why. So these people that I talked to, these that I trained with, like, I talked to them on the side. We use Teams, Microsoft Teams, and we chat, and for them to break down, like, you know, we're emailing back and forth, and I'm not going to mention anyone's names, but for people to say, like, I can't do this anymore, my back is fucking killing me, like, I feel like I have no one to talk to, and people venting with me, and letting them know, okay, it's not just you. If you ever need to talk, like, hit me up. I'm always good for that. It's work related, and these are the people I talk to the most in my life right now, besides the few people that I have seen this year, and there haven't been a lot of you. But shit, you guys know who you are, and I love you. I miss you guys. That human connection is great, and I feel better briefly. Granted, masked up, and that's what I'm going through. And I know it sounds, hopefully it doesn't sound depressing. I know what I'm going through, but I also know that I can get through it. I'm mentally strong, I'm emotionally strong, and I don't need anyone. That sounds terrible to say, because everyone in my life that has helped me out, you have helped me out, and it does make me feel good. And I'm very appreciative that the fact that people have been really good, and the people that ask, and I give them my full response, it's like, oh yeah, I couldn't do that, and you should quit your job, and you should just leave. And there's this strange thing inside of me called work ethic and heart, and my stupid ass. I was working two jobs prior. I was bartending and at a theater, and now just doing this one job, I'm more physically, mentally drained and pissed off than I was when I was working both jobs. So it is nuts. So this is a little bit of me venting, but it's definitely also my days and why I don't have time to do it. So my wall beers, my melatonin, my muscle relaxers, my music, my alone time. I just don't ever need sympathy. Like, but when I get out of work, quote unquote, and I just need to do those things. When I say wall beers, I'm literally leaning against the wall. Take some melatonin and some muscle relaxers, and it's fucked up, yeah. And to listen to music by the time I get out, because I don't even want to watch TV. Like, I don't watch TV. I watch sports, if that. But to say I have any downtime or alone time now, that's non-existent in my world as well. So this year I've heard enough of the Josias, you work too much, you should quit. I really hope that everyone else in the world has had the time to learn one thing at least, or one new skill at the very least, that you guys, men and women, have become passionate about. I just feel so grumpy now because of my own work schedule that I hate not having the time to feel human anymore. I could use the time this year to finally finish the screenplays and movie scripts that I'm working on. Like, I'm working on a horror script. Not a horror script. Although that I could probably write a horror movie. But a horror movie script and my version of a Stand By Me type of movie. More comedy, though, mixing with a bit of relationship woes. And those are just two scripts. I mean, I still was working on two kids' books that everything this year when I look at it like, you know what, fuck it, if I'm going to have this much time on my hands, I can write my ass off. And this year is the complete opposite of that. I just wanted to create things that are relatable to everyone. So that's why this is the pivot. What is this going to become? What is the Comic Syndicate? That's the question. Do I want to mishmash the Comic Syndicate and Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, which I have done before, the Deep Dives Syndicate, something like that. And if I can interview more people for the Audio Chronicles, it would be dope. But again, the time, I don't know where to find any of this time. Like, I've had zero time to work on anything that I've been wanting to do and complete, especially writing wise, script wise, and book wise. Yeah, it's up in the air. Do I make a right turn? Do I make a left turn? Or do I finally pack up shop and say, I can't do this? Like, I have to set time an hour on a Saturday or an hour on a Sunday to do it. But as much work that gets put into one of these shows, I've sent out pictures, I think, on Twitter before and Instagram, I think, of the process to create just one of these. Like, I take pride in what I do, and if I don't feel I can put out the best show for you guys that's relatable and normally hopefully funny and just, I don't know, relatable more than anything, I hope, for you guys, for you guys' sake, that I love you guys. I love doing this. Like, I never look at the audience, the listeners. Like, you guys aren't numbers to me. You guys are friends, and you guys have hit me up, and I know you guys legit care, and I feel that at least, because I legit care about you guys. So when I don't respond to you guys, that's the reason behind it, not because I think I'm too big or I'm too busy. Like, I am too busy, but I'm working all the time, and I do apologize for that. So Eric has been on board for the longest time. Lynn, you guys are dope. You guys are so fucking good and awesome. And Lou, the intro, I love you and miss you, dude. You guys are fucking all dope, dude. You guys make me feel good. I missed shooting the shit with you, and it's just one of those things at the moment I have zero time for. All right, that's all I got for now. All right, guys, I'm gonna take a little bit of a break, and I will be right back with some end of the year talk, I guess.
2-1.
What's up, guys? This is Sholomani Duena, Miguel Diaz from Cobra Kai. This is Jacob Bertrand. I play Hawk, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate. Woo!
All right, guys. Thanks. I'm back. Okay. Now, there's several ways to go about this from here on out. That's the pivot for a particular reason, and that's my life, and I don't know if even apologizing is the right thing to do to you guys, because I know you guys have been hitting me up like, when are you going to record? When are you going to record? This is why I haven't recorded. We can go over a bunch of fucking news. And if this is going to be the pivot, I'm not even going to go through it. So I was able to jot down a few things for this particular show. And I just needed some sort of structure. So you guys might not need to come to me, to the Comic Syndicate, to find any news that you guys are looking for as far as comic news, TV, gaming, movies, Netflix shows, any streaming service shit. Probably not going to happen. But again, this is called the pivot until I can figure out what's the next move, Josias. Like, what do you want to do? This is your baby. You need some sort of creative outlet, and you do need this. So I'm going to end this by, well, this show, by going through a few things. And those few things are, you know what? Every year, it would take me literally all year to compile a list of the best of the year show, the best of the best show. This year has been gnarly for myself and for all you guys, and I have a list of three things, and it's not best of, but it's top three lists of things that I've done. Okay, so it's something I put normally would put a lot of time and work into. This year, I'm just not sure. I don't know. I've been screwed in more than one ways this year. It's just like everyone else has. And again, it's not about me, but it's to be able to vent with you guys and not be judged is kind of cool. And I never want to do that to other people. And you don't do that to other people. So this is my outlet. And again, this has always been a therapy session for me, and just to talk and for people to relate. Like, and then for you guys to shoot back stories to me on the side, where you guys make me feel more human than you guys understand or realize sometimes. So I do thank you guys for that one. So top three things of the year is what this 2020 podcast will be. This is the last issue, episode of the Comic Syndicate of 2020. So here are my top three best of things that I've done this year. All right, number three could be interchangeable with number two, and honestly, number one. But number three would be right before all this bullshit started. My boy Bruce, that I used to work with at the theater, invited Jude, another cat from the theater, and myself out to Los Angeles with him to see a burlesque show called Tarantino, based on Quentin Tarantino movies. And it was so fucking dope. This was like a week before shutdown. And to see these cats, and we don't work together anymore, and to still have Bruce hit us up, he's a legit actor. He's been in True Grit. He's been on Supernatural shows. He's been on a bunch of cool shit. And Bruce, I love, and Jude, I love talking to. Like, these two cats, when we used to work the bar together, Marianne and Art, you guys are up there too. But I love you guys. I miss you guys. So to see these cats a week before lockdown and to check out this burlesque show was dope. And just a great time. Not just the show itself, because I did talk about that on that episode when it dropped. But to hang out with these two people that I really legit love and care about, like, I never have a problem telling people I love them and I love you. Like, that's not an issue. Like, I'm not just going to throw out I love you, but, like, to tell my boys, like, I love you, cats. Like, it's not a bad thing. I never thought it was a bad thing. The more I'm getting older, it's just more comfortable being in my skin. But that was number three, best of things that I did this year. All right, so just two cats that I love, or was fucking dope. Number two is going to sound perhaps slightly odd, but my number two favorite thing I've done, or started to do this year in 2020, is mountain bike riding. I know, think about it. And even more so, just not just the mountain bike riding aspect, but the whole working on bikes. The gears, the mechanisms, the drivetrains, the shifters, the derailleurs, the brake pads, all the components. Not just fixing or to know, to have known how to change a flat tire, but now to learn this fresh new skill was dope. But, like, it was just a very beautiful and eye-opening hobby that I gained during the beginning of this bullshit. So I bought a bike, and it's like, let's go for rides. And then little by little, just taking these rides out and on these trails and taking jumps and taking these gnarly trails down and catching air and catching speed. It was fucking dope, and it just fucking felt good. It's just fun as hell. Honestly, I've been quite ballsy out there, honestly. I mean, it's easy to say. I haven't broken anything yet, although I have a story about my finger. So granted, yes, I'm sure friends or even strangers would look at it like, are you sure you're not going through a midlife crisis? Which, honestly, this motherfucker wants to hurt himself. And you know what? At this age, I'm kind of cool hurting myself. The healing process takes a lot longer now on so many levels, but it's something that I just love doing. Like, I'm able to go out on these trails. It's something that has been almost oddly addicting, but in the best possible way ever. Like, I'm able to get lost out there and then lose myself. And sometimes the trails suck, and sometimes it's a humid fucking day, and sometimes you feel the burn more than others, and sometimes these hills, riding up these hills can be a bitch. And it just feels good to get lost like that. I'm able to get lost and lose myself out there. So I get to look at the hills, the drops, and just say, fuck it, we're doing this. And that's also where the pivot comes from. So do I want to, which honestly, I picked up a GoPro, and it's like, you know what, fuck it. When I go on rides, which is once a month if I'm lucky now, as opposed to every fucking week or two times a week, I have no time for it, but I do have a GoPro, and it's like, I should just post up videos now of me taking these fucking stupid fucking hills and these drops, and hopefully it's something that's intriguing or interesting to people, and it's something that I love doing right now, and that's number two. And again, it could be interchangeable with number three or even number one. So that's the pivot. Where am I going to go? Do I want this to be a strictly mountain bike podcast now, or this is how you build your own bike show? So it sounds funny, and it is funny, because it's not going to become a bike show, like automatically going to become the mountain biking podcast. Although that's an idea, I guess. All right, last one is going to be best thing I've done of the year is going to be the Grand Canyon. I have never been before. It's not far off. I'm located in Southern California, Orange County, Cali, and it's not far off from us necessarily. But it's a giant, gaping fucking hole. But fuck me, it's such a gorgeous and awe-inspiring giant gaping hole that I loved the fuck out of. That I would encourage anyone ever, if given the chance, please do it and go check it out. It's just gorgeous. It's amazing to see you feel so insignificant out there. And in the best, most beautiful possible way. And it almost looks like the pictures you take out there, it looks like it's fake. It looks like there's a portrait or painting behind you where it just looks so fake. But when you're out there and there was a few points where I'm just looking over and I'm afraid of heights, and to look over this cliff and to feel so small and to feel so scared and to feel so insignificant in a good way is beautiful. And I wish I could give it justice with my words, but if you guys can ever do it, it's gorgeous, it's amazing, it's beautiful, and it's a giant gaping fucking hole that I love the fuck out of. Alright guys, alright, I have news as far as everything else goes, but that's the end of the year 2020 podcast. Those are the three best things that I've seen and done and experienced this year. Very little sleep, very go, go, go mode and mentality that I'm really burnt out from and tired of. And there's this just don't quit mentality behind me. And with the show, this is episode 297. I should have hit, fuck, I had a giveaway for episode 300, and which is still on the board. I don't have time to write new deep dives and rabbit holes. I don't have time to interview people for the audio chronicles. I don't have time to read or write to create an episode of the Comic Syndicate. But it's the fight in me, and I'm going to see where it goes from here. The pivot is a pivot, not just for the show, but the pivot in my life. Let's look at things and what do you like, what do you want, what do you need, what feels good, what feels right, what can you do, Josias? So that's what I have. That's the Comic Syndicate episode 297. I got one in before the end of the year. So if you guys ever need to chat with me, hit me up at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram, and I think I'm at Simple_Man80 on whatever that is called, Snapchat. Snapchat. So you guys feel free to hit me up. Let me know what you guys think about this episode. If you guys liked this show, please share the podcast more than anything. Leave a review if you can. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Leave me stars if you can. But if anything, share the show with like-minded individuals. If you think someone's depressed or feels like you think you're broken, listen to this asshole. He's relatable. I'll be back for sure. Like, the Josias in me is there's just no fucking quit mentality. And you got to keep running and gunning, and you got to keep fighting. And if there's anything in my life, I'm a fucking fighter. So thank you for the love throughout the year to all you guys, listeners, fans, friends, more than anything, friends. You guys are dope, and you guys have helped out a lot, and I wish I could have been there more for you guys this year, but at least now you guys know where I'm coming from, and I'm not full of shit, guys. It's rough, and I just want you guys to be safe. I want you guys' families to be safe. So, merry belated holidays to all you guys. Happy belated holidays, and happy new year. Be safe, and we don't know what 2021 is going to look like. But I guarantee you in 2021, Josias is still going to keep fighting, and I hope you guys are there to fight with me. All right, that's all I got. I'll catch you guys. I normally say next week. I'll catch you guys when I catch you guys, and it'll be soon. All right, peace out.